on My Fix It Up Live. We are bringing you live from Remodeling Show and Deck Expo in Baltimore, Maryland. And pinch-hitting today, co-hosting with me, Kayleen McCabe from DIY Network. We're going to be talking to some awesome people about some tools and what would they do to help other people if they had $5,000. We'll be bringing you all that coming up next on My Fix It Up Live. And you are inside My Fix It Up Life with my lovely co-host.
Thank you so much, Teresa. I'm so excited to be here.
I am so excited that you're here. One reason is that you are, well, probably the biggest tool nerd that I know besides my husband. And I always liken you to, like, the female version of my husband.
Thank you. I mean, I'm filling in big shoes. Mark's the bomb. So it's, you know, definitely want to keep the tool talk on top.
And I do love him, but if you search for Kayleen McCabe on Google and you look for images, the first one that pops up, apparently we're married. So, you know what? If I can't be with my husband, I am with my wife today.
Yay! Making the internet come true.
And we are talking about Tradesperson of the Year today, and we're going to be honoring someone later on today with that title. And that person is going to walk away with $5,000.
That's incredible. That's a chunk of change.
Yes, it is.
You can do a lot with $5,000.
Yeah. And so many people have so many different ideas. So we're going to be asking everyone we talk to today, what would they do if they had $5,000? How would they, you know, help their community? How would they change the world?
Teresa, what would you do with $5,000?
You know what? I would probably take, like, $500 and then just, like, randomly hand out $5 bills to children that are cute and lovely and say that you're special. Here's
$5. Awesome.
Yeah, because that $5 to a little kid is a lot of money. They can buy a little car or a snack. And then probably the rest of the money, I would honestly go to our local Rebuilding Together in Philadelphia and, like, see who's on the waiting list, like, who hasn't been approved, and say, you know, I want to help that family. And we would do, like, $4,500 worth of help for them.
That's amazing.
What would you do?
I'm along the same lines as you as far as seeing what folks have not been approved yet on the Rebuilding Together waiting list and how can we actually help them out with a little bit.
Well, I'm also excited today because we are going to be interviewing Mark. So we're here at Deck Expo, and we're looking around. All these people are here looking at all the cool new stuff, and we're actually in Tool Alley.
Yes.
Which
it's been
is
awesome.
The tool geeks like paradise.
Yes.
Seeing everything. And we have been having a nail driving competition today.
I was stunned with it. I wasn't sure if folks could still use a hammer. Power tools are such the thing on job sites now that what are hammer skills? And so I know when we started, I thought most people would, in a minute, would max out at maybe 5 to 10 nails.
Yes.
I was blown away.
We had up to like 25 or more.
Yes.
Unbelievable. So we have to go to break, but we will be back in just a minute with more My Fix It Up Life. And you are back inside My Fix It Up Life with my wife, Kayleen.
Hello.
I'm so used to saying my husband, Mark, that I have to say that.
Well, the internet says so.
Yes. And if you don't follow Kayleen on Facebook, you're missing out hilarity, like, every day. The things that you do are absolutely crazy. So go find Kayleen McCabe right now. But we are joined by the Uber Grand...
Queso. Grand Queso?
Yes. Of Rebuilding
Queso
Together.
Grande.
Queso Grande.
Hello, Queso Grande.
Welcome. That's cheese. Oh, that's big. Oh.
Big cheese.
You're big cheese. You're the big cheese at Rebuilding Together. And I'm glad that you're here with us because Tradesperson of the Year,
We're honoring that person today. And I've got all of these. They're like playing cards of all the awesome people.
Oh, yeah. They're awesome. And they're all involved with Rebuilding Together affiliates throughout the country as very active volunteers, doing all the great work they do for a living, but doing it for families that need their help but can't afford it. It's awesome.
It's
cool.
It's truly incredible.
These are good guys right here.
Yeah.
We need some girls in there.
I know.
What's going
Where
on?
Where are the girls?
Yeah.
I sure
Where
hope it starts soon. Yeah.
It's got to happen.
You know, we've been
My daughters know how to operate power tools. They're 13 and 18.
And we've been on a lot of job sites.
And they still have 10 fingers.
And Rebuilding Together job sites where there are women volunteering.
Yeah, a ton of them.
Yeah. So why aren't they being nominated?
I don't know. I haven't figured that
we'll
out.
We'll have to go find out.
I'll figure that out.
Yeah.
We got to get to the women in construction crew and we'll get it happen. We'll shake it loose.
That is a really good plan. Yeah. I think 2015, get
we'll
some ladies in the mix.
Yeah. Get only ladies in the mix.
Yeah.
So
construction.
They're going to win $5,000. My question to you is, if you won $5,000, what would you do to change the world?
Oh, to change the world.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's a big question.
Yeah, that's a huge question.
Change your community, change the world.
World changing for $5,000 is a challenge. And I think I just heard you talk about doing something at Rebuilding Together in Philly or, you know, some local Rebuilding Together. $5,000 can do a big, huge project for a family, which would change the world. Maybe not the whole world, but for an individual family. A lot of the stuff we do will oftentimes with our volunteers throughout our network. We've got almost 100,000 volunteers throughout the network. We do about 10,000 projects a year, and one of those projects might cost us $5,000 in hard costs for product, all volunteers working, which will often increase the value of a home of $20,000 or $30,000. So I think that's what I'd do. I'd find a homeowner somewhere in the country who's, you know, struggling to make ends meet, desperate to have some home improvement done that without which their home's going to fall apart. That's where I'd put it.
Well, and I like the stat
and
about...
I'd bring you and your wonderful husband out. I've seen
and
you
Kayleen.
Guys... Kayleen? Kayleen, yeah, we'll do it in Denver.
And Grundy?
I don't know about Grundy.
And we'll invite Anitra, just because she's here.
I've seen you guys on our project sites. You guys do a lot of work for us. You're awesome.
Yeah, well, we love it. We really do. It's amazing what can happen in, you know, especially in the events, those national events that you do, Building a Healthy Neighborhood, Kickoff to Rebuild. Like, the amount of homeowners that are helped in one community completely changes everything.
Yeah.
You know, people are coming out of their houses. They talk to each other for the first time in years and meet each other. What is that stat about how, if you donate a dollar to Rebuilding Together, how much goes to the people?
91 cents.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
That is
91
incredible.
Cents out of every dollar goes directly into our programs. Many of our sponsors, like Lowe's, I look around here, the Lowe's guys are here.
Go Lowe's!
We've got all sorts of sponsors from even outside building trades, Crate and Barrel. Sears is a great sponsor, and many of them provide funding that goes directly to the affiliates to support them and the projects they do.
And two things that I've learned that are awesome from those national projects are the Lowe's cheer. And the second one is that Crate and Barrel does that contest where people have to apply to then volunteer their time to help on a
That's
project.
Right. Nationwide, their associates have to submit an essay to the national office. And they choose, I think, for Building a Healthy Neighborhood, you guys were there, I think they
That's
chose
amazing.
25 associates from all over the country, brought them in. Their CEO came.
Sasha Bopp. Amazing.
Yep.
He's a DIYer.
Excellent.
Yes, he's building a tree house for his son, I think.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, didn't know that.
Awesome. I know.
Oh. The ripple effect with Rebuilding Together is shocking. To go into a neighborhood and then have a whole neighborhood sort of revitalized and then folks coming in, it's fabulous to see.
We revitalize communities. That's what we do. We don't just help a home, but we revitalize entire communities. And thanks to you two both for the work you've done to help us.
Well, thank you for what you do.
Go My Fix It Up Life.
And if you're curious about volunteering, go to rebuildingtogether.org right now and find your local affiliate. And we got to go to break. So we'll be back in just a minute with more My Fix It Up Life.
Sanding walls before you paint? Do it the Hyde way, not the hard way, with Hyde's dust-free sander. Attach to your wet-dry vac and go. No drywall dust on your furniture, no tough cleanup when you're done. Buy online at Amazon.com.
Yeah! Yeah, Tim
Williams, timwilliams.com. You should totally go to his website right now and enjoy the musical stylings of Tim.
And his awesome music day.
Yes.
Epic.
And I can't wait for Kayleen to back him up on her
my tiny xylophone and my tiny harmonica.
Let's play, Tim. And you have your harmonica, too.
I just met you. This is crazy.
Go remodel something.
Say yes, not maybe.
I'm just like Jimmy Fallon.
Oh, you are.
Yeah.
I love it.
Oh, that is so... But now we're with Grundy.
Grundy.
Very tiny harmonica for Grundy.
Should we sing all of our questions?
Yes. Oh, we could. That's a good tune.
Everybody whatever you it. Like.
So, we're here.
We're here.
Rebuilding
again.
Together. Chilling,
mm-hmm.
having a good time, meeting all kinds of amazing people.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to ask you.
Okay.
Put you on the spot.
Uh-oh.
We're going to give away $5,000 later on today.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Tradesperson of the year, doing good deeds.
Mm-hmm.
Big time.
If you were given $5,000.
Yes.
How could you make a difference with that? What would be your strategy?
I think, as we go out, live in our neighborhoods, and we walk through, and we do things, and we look at situations, and we think, I could make that better, but either I couldn't afford it, or I don't have the help to do it, or things like that. So, I do feel, though, that you can start at your own place and then kind of circle out from there. And if you can find someone who's in need, who's close to you, and give them a helping hand and get them to the next level, and they take the next person to the next level and move on and move on, I think it's definitely a waterfall effect. And I think that's what I would do.
So I love that.
Mm-hmm.
Chris Grundy.
Or.
I'm using your first name.
Or.
Option B.
I put a supercharger on my car.
And annoy all your neighbors. Yeah, yeah.
And then blow them off the doors, off the red light.
Because you want to meet people?
It's awesome. I mean, thanks for being honest. A supercharger would be pretty sweet.
A supercharger would be so hot.
It would be pretty sweet. Yeah, I got to give you that.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, if you want to follow Chris Grundy on Twitter, we do.
The
Chris Grundy
is his
Twitter handle.
The real deal.
Yeah, you don't want to, mess him up with Chris Grundy.
Right.
That other guy's not,
Yeah. I think he's a singer.
Probably,
so, yeah.
You don't want to follow him at all.
Would you like to be a singer today?
Yes! Yeah. Ding, ding, ding.
Yes. He can be in the band.
Doo-dah, doo-dah. Oh, doo-dah day.
Oh,
we're going to have a drink real soon. Doo-dah,
because being an adult is awesome.
Being an adult?
An adult, yes. It gets better every year.
Oh, yes, it does.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you have to keep channeling your inner child. If you lose track of that inner child,
that's no good.
Right.
That really just totally messes you up.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. So you hosted Blog Cabin.
Yes.
And you got to work with everybody.
Yeah,
pretty much.
Anitra Mekadon, one of my favorites. She actually was a host, co-host on Cool Tools at one time years and years ago. And that's when we met, and she was my first guest on Blog Cabin back in 2012. And, it was just phenomenal. So, yeah, Jason Cameron, Josh Temple, Matt Menster, Alice Victoria, Josh Temple.
he can't play. Yeah.
He's a lot. Josh Temple's a lot.
Really?
Yes. So,
well, he's the original Crasher.
He's almost, right? Because what about Ahmed? He was with the Yard Crasher.
I think that the... House Crusher was first.
Was it first?
I think so.
Okay, then.
Yeah, because I talked to him recently, and I called him the granddaddy of Crushers, and he said, I'm really not that old.
Right.
So, yeah. Yeah, he is, the original Crusher.
Okay.
He crashes everything.
He does.
It doesn't matter if the kid's
party.
In the bathroom.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah. Party, wedding.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ultra mega.
Mm-hmm. Ultra mega. And that mega den every year has been absolutely unbelievable. And
oh,
Kayleen's
she's so over
been
top.
To visit, and it's
phenomenal
the work that people do. And I think the favorite part for me is the collaboration and working together and having fun. You know, I have the greatest job. I get to go and have fun with my friends and create something that's going to stand and live on its own.
Yeah.
A happy dude.
And you get to stay there for, a while, so it becomes your home. That community, you know everything about it.
I like to spend time not only in the house but in the community and learn about it and stuff. And, when people get on Facebook or Twitter, they want to know. not only about the house, but where is it, and why is it cool, and what else is around there, and things like that. And so it's great to be able to just jump in totally. And, you know, this year we gave away a boat with it. And so we were going from lake to lake jumping and
because
and
you had to test it out.
You got to test it out.
I mean, you got to make sure it works.
I mean, it's a master craft.
When you build a house, you got to make sure the lights turn on.
Thank you.
Yeah.
It said it had a Hemi. I wanted to make sure.
You know,
research.
Very smart.
Very
mm-hmm. smart research. Mm-hmm. I really like that about you. Mm-hmm. That you go to the end.
Dedication.
Yes. Huh. So you're like a tool guy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, there comes my tool guy. Hey, Mark. Mark, come up and join us. So we are talking to Grundy about Log Cabin. We asked him what he would do with $5,000 to help people. And so I'm going to put you on the spot.
Am I on?
Yes.
Does you're this on. Work?
You're on.
And
where are my glasses? I got to be...
Like safety glasses or a...
Just saying.
You look like a pilot.
Yeah.
You have double-like glasses.
Double-like, double-glass.
Yes.
Tool
and
bag
you're
in
a
hand.
Tool bag.
Yeah.
And for everyone listening,
hold on. Selfie.
Go to my Twitter page and you'll see this. Click. Or Facebook.
That's hot.
I'll put it on Facebook in 2 minutes. Okay.
You don't post that photo you took of me last night.
Well, that we don't want to talk
because
about
that. Because I look like a possessed person, and I'm excited to post that on Halloween.
You look very pale.
Do you have one of
like
those?
My eyes are rolled back in my head.
It was
awesome. It was amazing.
Yes.
So, Mark, what would you do if you had someone handed you $5,000 to make a difference? What would you do with that money?
I've actually thought about this question, and this may actually come off as vastly self-serving.
So I'm
just going to read this.
Sorry.
I would do what Warren Becker did.
Well,
you'd
I would
be a finalist.
I would try to share some of my passions in hopes of making a community space better. So I would, with $5,000, try to build a community obstacle course race adventure area.
Nice.
For
wow.
kids of all ages. Walls to climb over, pits to climb in and crawl through, so that everybody could use it.
Mm-hmm.
That's
I love
awesome.
It.
That's
I
super
that.
Cool.
I love that.
Yeah,
when can we start
why
that?
Why isn't that
yeah.
now?
Can we build that now?
Now.
You have tool bags on.
Here's
we
the
have
other
a
thing
couple of boards.
That involves.
Yeah.
Okay.
No caulk, no paint, nothing made of liquid.
Okay.
Chainsaws, pilings. Nail guns
yeah.
and excavators.
No.
Start it.
That's how the day starts.
I'm thinking about we should ask Charlie if we could do that building a healthy neighborhood this year.
OCR.
Like a mini.
Total mini.
Yeah.
No, it has to be full size Spartan race.
Well, and the Spartan race, you throw a javelin, right? Don't you have to throw a spear?
Spear.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think we should use the spear.
And the lawn darts, I think, were
no.
kind of
lawn darts
alone
yeah. are deadly.
Yeah.
Who's done this?
Run! Run!
Is yeah, that how you ever invented lawn darts? Did not like children.
No.
He didn't
no.
think it
they
through.
Were like, no,
no,
I don't like children.
Too many
so
kids.
Here
yeah.
is a toy for you.
Yep.
Yeah. Flamethrower, lawn dart.
Stop walking through my yard. Here is a toy.
Get
by the
there.
Way... I've become that guy.
Oh, like yeah.
get off
my grass.
Grass.
Nah.
Get off, kids.
I say cut the grass, then get off it.
The only way you're allowed on my lawn is if you're mowing it.
Yeah, you
yeah.
got to work. You got to earn it.
Make
yeah.
yourself useful.
Yeah. Then.
I know you're seven.
Whatever.
Doesn't matter.
Perfect height to push a lawnmower.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay.
No, you know it's perfect. I cut the guard off the lawnmower, then make them push it.
Yeah.
That might not
safety
be.
Safety first. That, yeah.
Yeah, that
yeah.
might not be
that's,
just.
That's
just
healthy.
Throwing that out there.
That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a
yeah.
nice guy.
Yeah.
People,
yeah.
I'm known
everyone
for that.
Everyone says it. Everyone says it.
Oh, that marketing.
My auntie's here today. She said it.
Where is she?
She's right
oh.
here.
Oh.
Yes. My
yeah.
auntie Monterey is
I
here.
I love that.
Her.
World's
yeah.
best name.
Fabulous. Yeah.
Except for my beautiful bride.
There it is.
What?
Oh.
What was that? Galloping by? A unicorn.
Oh, wait. Overhead is a Pegasus.
Oh, God.
And a rainbow.
All right. You guys
so
are
much
talking
I'm uncomfortably.
I think we got a
like
buffer
I,
here.
Yeah,
just a little.
And it's, I really want to hug you more than I want to hug you. So that's it's going
so,
all wrong.
Mark, we've been doing competition all day, driving nails here.
How's it going?
At the booth.
Amazing.
Deck Expo, Tool Alley.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have interesting nail patterns that we've been doing.
Yes.
And what do you think the top number of nails that someone could drive in a minute that's at this show, that participates?
1 minute. How long are the nails?
We have it on this
two
magic
inch,
board.
16.
2 inch, okay.
Or 2.5.
Three.
Or maybe three. I don't know. They're three.
They're 16s. They're three. Or they're 3.25.
I have some in my lap.
Andy Angle
there
probably knows.
It's that.
Out there. 16,
I'm
3.25.
I'm going to say
24. Ooh.
Nails. 22 to 24.
What do you think,
Mark? Thanks for measuring, Mark.
In a minute?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, that's hard.
60 seconds. By hand.
Yeah.
And most folks use power
tools. 20.
20, yeah.
One every 2 seconds. That's math, right?
That's math. And
what
that
was it? Was it 20, 28, 7,
one every minute.
Seven. Guys, 27.
Whoa!
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Smoked it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Isn't that unbelievable?
You didn't
and
go over.
I didn't go over.
So the showcase showdown.
The price is right.
Yeah.
So we're in Tool Alley, and, you know, guys are walking by, and they're like, I don't hammer anymore. I don't use a hammer anymore.
Yeah. Yeah, where's
and
the
then,
trigger on this hammer?
Right.
Where's the trigger on this hammer?
It's powered by elbow grease these days.
But we had a number of guys that got more than 20 in under a minute. So, like, hand nailing is...
There are still hammer
it's
skills.
It's still there.
Yeah,
still in.
You're riding a bike.
Still licked them in?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Even Tim Williams from timwilliams.com,
uh-huh.
You listen to his music, hammered some nails in.
Like a
bring
pro.
It
was
yeah.
Well,
it was cheaper.
One of your forearms is twice the size of the other one. What happened?
Yeah. He walks with a lean now with all his hammer weight.
No, it's not.
So, I want to know
what shape like a pan.
What you're doing
mm-hmm.
to improve your home these days. Grundy?
These days, I'm just trying to get back to it. I'm on the road quite a bit. So, I'm not there very much. But what I have gone out and done is found a thermal reader to know where all my leaks are in the house.
Cool.
You know, around the windows, the doors. You know, if somebody, you know, I wasn't the original owner of the house, so if someone replaced something and didn't do a good job and there's no insulation, I just got a weird cold patch coming through a wall with no windows, no doors.
It
you
could
know?
Be a spirit.
And it could be a spirit. And I, you know.
But no. That,
you might want to stay at your house,
well,
too.
There's that, and I may have been full of spirits. Either way.
This wall cold. This wall hot.
Either
I'm
way,
cold. I'm hot.
Blue and orange.
Yeah.
So,
what happened? How did we get to cold? I was on cold, hot. Here, okay, here's a hot, cold, wall, ghost, color.
Color.
Oh!
I think
my
eyes
bleed.
Color temperature. Yeah.
It's color temperature.
Yeah, Jeez. Not the Broncos.
Not
like, blue and orange, like, yeah. Blue's cold.
Perhaps I couldn't hear you. I was double mic'd.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah.
But, yeah, you know, fixing those problems and, you know, insulating your house and making sure that what's outside is supposed to stay outside and vice versa, you know, that can save you so much money, so much time, down the road for making fixes that you can fix them now at a slight price rather than digging deep down the road. So that's my next project in my own home.
Smart tip from the Chris Grundy.
You know, what's up?
Yeah.
What's up?
Yeah. Mark, what are you working on at home?
Oh, you got a list, too.
Before
you got
here,
why don't you just hand me whatever piece of paper is in your...
She said he better say this.
How's that basement remodel going?
Yeah, we're working on our basement remodel.
For how long, Mark?
Where, I kid you not, the inspector's out, not joking, sick leave. It's been like a month, no permit. Can't get it.
Yeah.
Can't get it. So I just sit there watching the dust pile up.
Yeah.
Nice.
But we are doing a tool review.
Oh, okay.
As part of that, we got a new GR, wrong letters, some letters.
Very exciting. Though.
Yeah.
Air cleaner, designed specifically for remodel. ITW.
Oh, ITW.
ITW.
Okay.
Slick. ITW. Illinois Tool Works. The people who brought you back.
You know what, Mark? Maybe you could try out some purple drywall in that project. I hear it's pretty amazing.
Man.
Good stuff.
You use that purple stuff? That stuff is nice.
That's
nice. Oh, man. Sound, moisture fair. I mean, everything. That's ice. You should get some of that purple stuff. Gypsum, man. Run with it.
Yeah.
Run with it.
I agree.
Cannot even go near topping math.
So,
I'm going to try. I'm
follow
out.
Chris on Twitter. See Chris Grundy.
Mm-hmm. The real deal.
Follow my husband, because he's also me at my Fix It Up Life. And we
follow
have...
Follow at call
we're
her.
Like Quincy.
Right.
Yeah.
Blast. You guys.
Love it. Looking for a no-hassles roof for your home? DaVinci Roofscapes offers affordable slate and shake roofing tiles that add long-term beauty to your home. The synthetic DaVinci tiles resist mold, algae, fungus, and insects. Backed by a 50-year warranty, DaVinci roofs are fire-resistant and withstand severe weather like high winds and hail. It's no wonder thousands of homeowners have chosen DaVinci Slate and Shake Tiles to not only protect but enhance the beauty of their home. Learn more about award-winning DaVinci products at DaVinciRoofscapes.com or call 1-800-328-4624 today.
I got a need to make it down in the house. Your fire don't go like a mouse. So and all around, gotta keep my house. And all around, don't come on back. Do what you need. See your
inside my Fix It Up Life with my lovely co-host, Kaylee McCabe.
Hello.
Hello.
That was the best intro ever.
Yeah?
That Grundy Tim combo singing about Nietzsche was magic.
I kind of think they should go on tour. Kind of think that Tim needs to go out to Denver and, like, you know, do a gig with Grundy.
I just want Tim to come around my job site so he can be like my Sterling Minstrel.
Well, you know what? I think an awesome thing to do, a gift for a friend, would be to hire Tim to play music behind your friend for like their birthday or like their, you know.
Come on, Tim. That's pretty awesome.
Yes.
He's just going to stand behind us now and play music behind you, Anitra.
Follow you around, Anitra. Huh? You know, don't you want to have like a Sterling musician behind you?
That was fantastic.
Yeah. Yeah. Awesome.
Serenaded by Grundy. What? The magic of Tim's music?
Yeah.
Shut up.
I know.
But serious? It's a good day.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Like, and your button says, ask me about purple.
Yeah, buddy.
Purple's a beautiful color.
It's also a great product, too.
So tell us about purple.
Purple Drywall by National Gypsum is some amazing stuff. It's moisture, mold, and mildew resistant. All of it,
wow.
Right? So now think about this. All the problems we've had, the rainstorms, the hurricanes.
Yeah.
I live in Atlanta. We've got 150% humidity all the time. It's horrible on my hair and terrible for my walls, right? So this is that XP, Purple XP. It stands for extra protection. It's that extra peace of mind. You
that
know?
Is fabulous.
The good stuff, right?
Yes.
And what's cool about it is, you know, it's got the extra protection, mold, moisture, mildew resistant, but they also have sound resistant products available,
wow.
Impact resistant products available.
Ooh.
Garage.
Yes,
hello.
That's fabulous.
You see that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm just thinking about my six-year-old and impact resistant, like, you know, there's always stuff flying around our house and things being, you know, with his friends, like, you know, into walls and cars and all kinds of crazy stuff.
That is
wow.
Awesome. It's fantastic.
Yeah.
The impact, it kind of blows your mind because you realize, oh, my God, now I can actually have drywall in my garage. Your,
yeah.
Your basement, your playroom.
Yes.
Your kids, crazy kids. Hello. Skateboard, bike, lacrosse. Yeah.
Great. All of
and
it.
And you know who his father is, Mark. So
I know.
You can imagine what a little version of him does.
I'm very aware
yeah,
of Mark.
It would be crazy.
So, yeah, and there's, you know, there's abuse resistant, right, which is scratch and dent resistant. So
wow.
Think about it, right? I vacuum like a nut bag. It hits everything, but, yeah, I don't have to worry about it. Toting down all my suitcases because I travel a lot. I don't have to worry about it scraping up the halls.
And you're actually protecting your house
yeah.
at the core of it.
It's what it is it's crazy because, you know, these products, the innovations kind of blow your mind, right?
Yeah.
So National Gypsum took drywall and they made it into this technology. For me, it's like a technology, right? It's smart,
yeah.
It's a smart wall.
Science-based.
Yeah, it's science-based. It's really incredible. And it's not just, you know, it's not just the purple drywall products. They've got that great cement board, Permabase, Permabase Plus. Dude, it's 25% lighter than the other stuff.
What?
About time.
I'm 5 foot nothing.
Yeah.
Do you know how hard it is for me to carry boards around?
Yeah. A full sheet is heavy.
Yeah.
It's not, yeah.
It's, there's like no way that's going up on the ceiling.
Yeah,
no. And
yeah.
They've
I'm sorry.
All this great technology behind it. So, yeah, it's the good stuff.
Wow. Very cool.
That is awesome.
Think about it. With your husband, your husband's a loud guy, right?
Really?
Mark? Him?
Think about
no.
It. We just had
no.
Grundy and Mark up here together. They're loud guys. We've got Soundbreak, which is sound-resistant drywall. Yeah.
That's fabulous.
So we are working
in your
on our basement, and we're actually going to put our studio down there, and, well,
yes.
I'm going to continue to ask you about purple later.
I know some people.
You do?
No way.
Fantastic. But I also want to ask you about your lovely show.
Yeah, Megaden.
Yes, Megaden.
Megaden.
On DIY.
Yeah, it's mega, right?
It's awesome. I'm a huge fan of it.
Damn, yeah. I love you. I love you too, though.
It's nice
Kaylee's
to meet you.
Got me. I'm like, she could build anything.
I was so excited.
She's a Stud Finder winner.
Oh, my
you
God.
You know what? She, like, kicked the boys' butts in that competition.
She can build anything. That is
she
my
She can build anything.
Going to plank again.
That's why she's my wife.
That's why we're the trio of awesome right now. Yes.
You know,
yeah. I have a feeling for Mark.
I think about it. We're building for love right now. That's what we all do each and every day. We build for love.
Yeah.
Right? You guys are the couple that renovates together. The couple that renovates together stays together, right?
Yeah.
That's how I see it.
Yeah.
You're the couple that renovates together.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
He looks better in sawdust than I do, so it's a good win-win. Like,
I love it, man.
Yeah. That's how I choose my guys.
It's the fun stuff, you know. I do a family makeover show, so it's all about the family room, and it's a hard thing because we're challenged every week with, you know, putting something in the room that appeals to every person in the house. That's the goal.
Yeah.
And that's hard because we all have these cell phones now and iPads and whatever. And it's, you know, our heads are down. Well, the goal is to get their head up and get everybody interacting. So that's the challenge every week. And then, oh my God, I have to top myself week after week after week.
And you do such a great job.
Yeah.
And your crew is so top notch.
Builders.
Amazing.
What are their names again?
The Shalabas.
Yes.
They are second generation contractors. They were tied to the roof of their house when they were little boys. They know how to do it with their dad who was roofing. Oh my God, I could get in trouble for saying that. But it's the truth. And they can build anything. And what's cool about it is they're real craftsmen. They really want to know how to make this stuff, not just make it work, but make it pretty.
Yeah.
And for me, it's all about the function, right? So it's flow and function. So, you know, how could we make this do more than one thing at a time? That's another thing.
So neat to see your quality of work and your creativity on the show. And
we get
to play in kind of the same world, but
thanks.
It's amazing. You've pulled off some stuff, and I'm like,
I do a lot of drinking. No, I really don't. It comes to me in a dream. I dream up, and the boys will sit there and go, that's not how you do it. And I was like, but it worked in my dream, and I think that we could really make it happen here. Yeah.
I kind of love you.
Because
I totally do that same thing.
Yeah. You dream it.
Yeah, dream it. I think, you know what, it's possible, and this is how it's possible. And then my husband or, you know, one of our guys will say, I'm like, no, listen to me. This is how we can make it happen. And then it happens.
You know,
they just have to trust us.
Have you guys noticed an increase in the amount of chicks that are tackling home improvement projects, doing major renovations?
Yes.
Oh, my God, it gets my engines going.
It does.
And
I think it
has a lot to do with you two.
Thank you.
Hey.
Representing on TV.
Powerful chicks.
Because
Woo!
If you see someone doing something, like you're like a little girl, and you're like, oh, she can do that.
Yeah.
Maybe I can, too.
Take the mystery out of it.
Yes.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's crazy. It's crazy to me. Like, you're seeing, you know, women full-on bathroom renovations they're tackling, and they're tackling their drywall, and they're tackling these renovations without their husbands, without general contractors. And you're sitting there, and you're going, oh, yeah, because you know what? What's the worst that could happen? You have to call a guy? Who cares?
Try it.
Right? You tried it, and you saved some money in the process. So, right.
You learned something.
And how did you start? One nail at a time.
Exactly. Yep. You have to learn and practice and keep going at your craft. And I am looking forward to seeing more females in trade schools.
Yes.
Really starting
to
take a hold of the industry.
Welding and doing good, strong stuff.
It's smart to have those skills.
Yeah.
It's a very artistic field, construction. I think a lot of people give it a bad rap. It's just dirty and sawdust. No. We're craftsmen.
You can create three-dimensional art that actually helps people and changes lives.
Yes.
And it's amazing what you can do, and it is your imagination, you know?
We're literally building dreams, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's so much fun.
So your kid has an idea and wants to do something cool, and you're like, hang on, let me grab my trusty tool belt and my trusty sidekick, Mark, and let's go to town. You're literally building dreams.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. And the thing, too, about it, women getting involved and using tools and learning how to do stuff, you don't have to have a honey-do list anymore.
Nope.
You don't have to have that argument with your husband or your boyfriend or your brother or whoever else and say, you know what, I can do this on my own and it'll be done by the time you get here.
Honey, don't need to do anything.
Yeah.
Mama got it.
That's what
Mama's got it under control.
Yes. Yeah, don't wait around for the boys. Just do it.
Yes.
Get after it.
Well, and it is very rewarding to put your hands on something, and it's you do a lot of math. All of it is math-based.
Yeah.
And so seeing females, too, get into the math industry, oh, finally.
Yeah.
So, no, it's a, I'm happy to get to sit next to you and finally meet and, like, oh, be part of the Cool Girls Club.
Come on.
Cool Girls.
Was it Wonder Twins? Wonder Twin Powers Active?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yes. Yes. That's happening. It's happening.
That was amazing.
You know,
I felt the power
like
there.
You know, how come, like, DIY doesn't have a show where, like, awesome ladies like us go around and, like, get girls to, like,
do construction.
I think that's a genius idea,
like,
and I think you should take it someplace.
I think we should totally do that. Yeah. Build, like, you know, playhouses in their backyard or, you know, something small that, you know, that they can enjoy with their friends and say, I built that. I did that.
It's a snowball effect, right? That sense of pride when you DIY something, when you tackle it yourself, you get the enjoyment of it, right? And it's almost like a drug, and you get to sit back and go, oh my God, I just did that. And that snowballs into you want that feeling again and again, and you want to know more and more. And you know, I got started in this business literally because I wanted to make things prettier, and I had absolutely no money to do it. So I would stalk people in the home improvement stores and ask them how to do it. I was like, hey, how would you do this? Hey, if I wanted to build a water feature, what would you do? And that's how I learned. I just kept going from there.
I love that. So you have to follow Anitra Megadon on Twitter.
We do.
And go to the Ask for Purple Twitter handle, too.
AskForPurple.com. It's got all the good stuff.
And you'll see pictures of you there, too.
Yeah.
The gorgeous Anitra.
Fabulous.
Fabulous.
Great how-to tips and tricks and videos.
Yeah.
So you have to do it like a pro, baby.
Love that. Well, we have to go to break.
Oh,
I'm
Bob.
I know.
I think you're so much fun to hang out with. We could talk about this forever.
Tim, don't stop playing. Purple rain.
Oh, we'll be back in just a minute with more of my Fix It Up
Life. Purple rain.
To your home.
Create a memorable entrance with ThermaTru fiberglass doors and Fipon synthetic trim that won't warp, crack, or rot.
And give you those rich details that make your home a showpiece.
Make your great entrance by visiting ThermaTru.com and Fipon.com.
Because you know I'm on by the base, no treble. I'm on by the base, no treble. I'm on by the base, no treble. I'm on by that base.
You are inside my Fix It Up Life, and we are here at the Remodeling Show and Deck Expo, and I am honored to be sitting next to the Kayleen McCabe.
Thank you very much. I am equally honored to be able to hang out here and co-host with you, and I'm even more honored that I, to my left, is Bob Sharp.
Bob Sharp. I am so glad that you're here, and ironically, you are wearing purple.
Of course. This is Raven's Country, and this is our
team. Oh.
So does
everyone wear purple at the local here?
If they want to woo.
Oh, dear. Okie dokie.
Good.
Yeah. Well, that makes me scared and happy at the same time.
They're a good bunch.
Yeah. So how long have you been working with the local Rebuilding Together?
Wow. 23 years.
23 years.
That's back to when it was Christmas in April originally. So, I was there at the start.
I can't even imagine how many houses you've worked on.
Yeah. I have a last count,
That's amazing.
That is zing. An incredible amount of time to work with a fabulous organization.
It is fabulous.
And you are a skilled contractor, donating your hands-on skills to these homes.
Thank you. That's amazing.
Well, thank you.
Actually, on the day of the project, I'm sort of the coordinator. I don't actually work. I'm sort of like the conductor of the orchestra.
And that's the most important role sometimes, is to have the conductor with the making the orchestra and the dance happen.
Yeah, if they don't have someone that in that position who knows everything about everything, then things can go crazy really fast.
If you don't have a good group of people with you, you're just an idiot waving a stick in the air. So
yeah, you have to have a good team.
The team is the important thing.
Which kind of sort of speaks to probably why you were nominated for a Tradesperson of the Year.
Well, I give them my best.
And so who nominated you? Do you know?
Yeah.
Who was that?
Our executive director, Barbara Cupp.
Yeah.
She's right over there.
She is?
Yep, she's in an RT shirt there also, the blue one.
Why is she wearing blue?
Is she a Broncos fan? Awkward.
No, we won't get into that. She's a wonderful person.
Just not wearing purple.
Just not purple.
That's okay. So we've been asking everyone, if they had $5,000, what would they do? So what would you do to help other people with $5,000?
Well, I have been helping other people for 23 years, and my wife of 45 years has often used that phrase that the shoemaker's children go barefoot.
Yes, yes.
So I would use it to make her happy first and foremost, and then when what's left over, we'll put it to good use.
Oh, that is so sweet.
That is. I think that's
a nice
answer.
There are things in the house that she'll say, I know you did that for so-and-so. Look at the one we have. It needs repair. It needs replacement.
45 years, did you say?
45 years.
That's incredible.
45
that's
years.
Absolutely wonderful.
A lot, you know, being married for that long, you must be a wonderful person. And she must be a wonderful person.
I know
to
get out of the house occasionally for both of our own mental health purposes. So she's fine with me doing RT as long as I don't make it a full-time thing.
So on National Rebuilding Day, are you out at a project every year?
Oh, yeah.
So what does she do while you're, you know, because it's that last Saturday of
She comes by.
Is it April?
Last Saturday in April.
Yes.
She will come by many times, you know, bring along some things that I forgot back at the house, bring some snacks or food or whatever we need.
Lovely.
But,
backup staff is very important to keep.
And I have got people that have been with me on my team for like 20 years. They come out every year. It's like a family reunion. They'll remind me if I don't call them in time, hey, where's the project going to be this year? We all get together. It's, you know, catch up on things, have a good time, and walk away with a good feeling because we help somebody out that day.
That's terrific. Yeah, that's
okay. So we are kind of on a little mini mission to make sure women get nominated next year for Tradesperson of the Year, because I don't think that any of the finalists are women.
No, I don't think they were.
No.
So we're gonna.
Okay. We definitely have some potential in our group, and I'm the vice president of the organization also, so I got a little bit of clout.
I think we should ask all the finalists to pass it on and nominate someone else that they love, that is, you know, that they work with too.
Yeah.
Because you said it, you can't do it without a wonderful team.
Absolutely.
Yes. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank
and
you.
What is your local website that people can go and check it out if they live in the Baltimore area? Trick question. I'll post that later up on our website.
I am a technology runner.
So go to
Rebuilding Together Anne Arundel County.
Okay.
If not, you can Google Rebuilding Together Anne Arundel County.
And you'll pop up. Awesome. Well, thank you for all of the good work that you do, making a difference for 23 years.
And thank you for making the world know the shows like this. We need sponsorship.
Yeah, and skilled trades are so important. In this place, at their modeling show, so many skilled guys walking around. It's an awesome place to meet people.
Real
yes,
deal.
It is. But we have to go to break. So go to rebuildingtogether.org and check out where your local affiliate is, and you can make a difference. Think about women you can nominate for next year's Tradesperson of the Year, and we'll be back in just a minute with more My Fix It Up Life.
Wow.
Together believes that everyone deserves to live in a safe and healthy home. For nearly 25 years, Rebuilding Together has provided critical home repairs for low-income homeowners in need. With support from volunteers and skilled professionals, Rebuilding Together affiliates complete 10,000 rebuild projects every year, working to revitalize and stabilize vulnerable neighborhoods and communities across the country. Join Rebuilding Together and rebuild in your community. Find out how you can make a difference and get involved at rebuildingtogether.org.
No matter the distance, I want you to know that deep down inside.
And you are inside my Fix It Up Life, and we are having an awesome time with Tim Williams.
The
playing
best.
Live music here at the remodeling show.
Epically funny and talented.
Yes, and surprisingly, he has the domain name, timwilliams.com.
He's the real deal, then.
Yeah.
You're like the real Tim Williams.
We are sitting with Edward and John from Lowe's, and I love your Lowe's chair. I say it all the time. I think it's awesome.
Thank you.
And I didn't know you guys do that, like, at the beginning of the day.
Every day.
Yes. Did you know this?
No.
So, like, they do this cheer
what?
At the beginning of the day before the store opens at Lowe's.
What?
All across the country. Have you seen the cheer?
No. Can we, I mean.
Can we do the cheer?
Yes.
We need to have more people here for the letters.
We'd need a lot of audience participation, though.
Oh.
Okay.
Done. All right. Well, how do we
very
do
exciting.
All right. Well,
we got to
stand up.
Yeah.
All right. All right. Come on, everybody. Stand up. John, get us going here this morning.
What are we going to do?
Start clapping. Let's get the clap going.
I need you guys in it, too.
Come on!
Everybody!
Woo! Come on!
Give me an L!
L!
Give me an O!
O!
Give me a W!
W!
Give me an E!
E!
Give me a H!
H!
Give me an S!
S!
What's that spell?
Lowe's!
Who's number one?
Lowe's!
Woo!
All right!
Woo! I love Lowe's. Yes. Do you know they party like that every day?
I feel like I've been at Lowe's right when it opens multiple times picking up something, and I've never heard that. So now I'm just going to have to start going earlier.
No, they all know it, so you could ask them. Like,
I'm going to start a slow clap now when I walk through.
And you're like in contractor checkout?
Yeah.
You're like, I know you do the cheer.
Do it. I'm at the pro section right now, and I'm a pro. I can't wait.
Well, come on in about 7 a.m., and that's when you'll usually see the Lowe's cheer going on.
Oh, I thought at first you were saying Lowe's chair, and I was like,
cheer.
Yeah, like, oh, they just sit in a chair.
No, really, it's cheer.
Cheer. Yeah. I love it.
Celebrate. Yeah. So you guys, Lowe's, are supporting the Tradesperson of the Year from Rebuilding Together, which is an amazing award, and I love recognizing people who make a difference, especially skilled trades that go out and use their skills to help other people. So I just want to say thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank
welcome.
You
happy
for helping
to do
everyone.
It.
Yep. Yeah.
It's part of our culture. It's what we do at Lowe's, and we enjoy it. So,
you know, going out to the Rebuilding Together job sites, have you gone, you've gone out to and helped during the day with that? And then you go back into the store. What's it like, everybody who has, you know, volunteered and spent time together actually working side by side?
Well, we just did a recent project in Baltimore, as a matter of fact, and we had a couple hundred employees from all the stores in the market go out and rehabilitated a park in a community. And the excitement is just unbelievable when you have a Lowe's team of hundreds of employees out there all committed to really make a difference in the community. And so it's just exciting to be part of that. And when you get back to the stores, it's the talk of the stores. I mean, if you weren't able to attend, at least you're hearing about it from your peers that did attend. And it's really exciting. Again, it's part of what we do at Lowe's. It's part of our culture. And it's exciting to all the employees in our stores, and we look forward to it.
And then I imagine the people that come in, then that where you've helped in a community, they're like, I know you.
They really do. They make friends with our employees. They get to know them many times on site when we're out there doing these things. And they become almost friends of Lowe's as well. And, you know, they appreciate that we help their community.
The contagious spirit.
So we have like a minute. But I want to ask both of you, if you had $5,000 given to you, how would you make a difference in your community, in the world, in the universe?
John?
Would you like to go first, John?
You know, honestly, I'd probably reach out to my local
office and try and find the best person that I could just put it back into. I mean, for me, and working in business all the time, and sometimes we get lost in profits and all this stuff, and I mean, I'm a sucker for the feel-good story, so I'd put it right back into it, and I'd get with Rebuilding Together and probably just move right on and put it to a charitable person and go out there and do it myself.
High five to you.
Yes.
Thank you. Yeah. What would you do, Edward?
Well, I'll tell you, I think I'm a big fan of taking that $5,000 and then backing it up with a couple hundred Lowe's employees and just going out in the community and finding a project that really will benefit the group in that community. So not just one person, but multiple people, and really helping a community out.
Wonderful. Well, I want to say thank you, Lowe's,
yes,
for supporting Green Person of the Year, Rebuilding Together, and helping make a difference in all of the communities around the country. And thank you for doing the Lowe's Cheer with us today.
That was so much fun.
That's right.
Great.
All pleasure.
Anytime.
Thank you.
So go to your Lowe's.
Okay.
And you know what? You know now that they do that cheer. So you have insider knowledge. We have to go, but we'll be back in just a minute with more on Fix It Up Life.
If I had $5,000, if I had $5,000, well, I would build you a house.
Ooh, rich with $5,000, 5,000 different little bills that could totally make a difference in someone's life. I love that.
A lot of money.
Yeah,
Kayleen. It is the time.
Yeah, yeah, it is a lot. I'm pretty impressed.
Yes, but you could do a lot with $5,000. It's interesting hearing what everybody else would do with $5,000.
Like, think about how many cupcakes you could make. And you could just travel around just giving everybody in the world a little cupcake. And you know how much a cupcake makes people smile?
Yeah.
You could have smiles all over the place. So Andy Engel is joining us.
Thank you for having me, Teresa.
And you have worked on most every magazine in the...
In the known world, yes.
Yes, pretty much. Like, you used to be the editor of Professional Deck Builder.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Journal Light Construction, did you work there?
I've written for
You've written for them.
I work for Fine Woodworking.
Yes.
I work for Fine Home Building right now.
Yes.
You've
written some books.
I've written
Expert
2.5
Air
books.
Builder.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And Kayleen, you might not know this, but he is just like my husband. His personality is pretty much spot on. So
awesome. Let's talk about tools.
All right. Let's talk about that. No, I'm not as animated as Mark.
Okay,
but
that's
no
fine.
One is.
No, I mean, it's hard to beat Mark. I'm anxious about the stairs. I'm finally getting into that myself and falling in love with them.
Well, I know a great book.
Okay, I will. I bet the author is fantastic.
Oh, he is. Handsome, too.
Yes.
Oh, really smart.
Perhaps is he to my left? Yes. I will need to Google search this book immediately.
Yeah. Andy Engel Stair Book. Hello, Amazon.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, Amazon Prime.
Mm-hmm. Very nice. Mm-hmm. So what are you, well, gosh, I want to ask you two things. What are you working on in the magazine is option A. Mm-hmm. And option B is, what awesome tools have you seen at the remodeling show and Deck Expo?
Well, I'll give you a quick answer of both.
Okay.
I run the annual deck issue for Fine Home Building. So I develop, about 115 pages of content each year for that issue, plus work in regular issues as well. And as far as awesome tools, this is one I haven't seen at the show, but it's one of my all-time favorite deck tools. It's called the Deck Wedge. It's made by a guy named Mike Jones, lives in Montana, contacted me years ago, and I got him into Professional Deck Builder, and now he's been in Fine Home Building. The Deck Wedge is just this U-shaped wedge that you drive over a joist, and the wedge shape pushes the board into place. It's genius. There are no moving parts. There's nothing to break. It's
and
like
the debris
$30.
Doesn't settle on their joist anymore. Anything, it just slides off.
And you stick your claw every hammer in the backside of it, pop it off, and you're done.
It sounds so simple,
cool.
But yet so magical at the same time.
Yes.
Yeah. No, that's brilliant.
Mike Jones is a genius in Mike.
So where do we find this product if anybody is listening, watching, or hearing us?
Well, Amazon, of course.
Oh, sure. Amazon.
Everything's available on
Deck
Amazon.
Wedge.
The Deck Wedge.
Pretty much everything is available on Amazon.
Yeah.
I remember a very long time ago when I was an editor at Hanley Wood, and I remember the guys from Amazon came in. I'm aging myself. And they were just getting started, and they were like, we're going to sell everything but live animals and firearms on this website. And we were like, how are you going to do that?
Mm-hmm.
Well, they have.
It's incredible. And now we can have books delivered by drone soon, hopefully.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. I would like that book delivered to my door. Thank you, Interweb.
Yeah, thank you, Interweb. I will download it right now.
You can have the e-version now. Right
now. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Absolutely unbelievable.
Where's my phone?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. So you've seen anything at the show that Kayleen and I should go scamper about and look around? Because we're going to be doing that in a little bit.
Honestly, I've spent the entire morning walking around the show with our ad people, meeting other people. So I haven't really been scouting the show yet. I
Did
will be
soon.
Did you
see this deck clinic that's going on?
Yeah, Kim Catwick's or?
By Mark.
Clemente? Who is that guy?
He's like...
Oh, wait a minute.
Is cool
he that
guy.
Really fit sort of guy who does the Spartan races?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
He was at my house a couple of weeks ago. He looked completely bonked.
He came to your house after a Spartan race.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, my God. It was like the international competition for Spartan race.
Wow.
So people from all over the world that are like rated and stuff were there, and he competed with them, and he did really well.
Because Mark's a boss. That's a lot.
Yeah, he looked really tired the day I saw him.
I'm sure. Yeah, that's just not an ordinary jog around the block.
No, it's not.
Goodness.
And I always think about their modeling show on Deck Expo because your wife's birthday is around this time of year.
Exactly.
Yes.
Our anniversary, too.
Yes.
So...
So happy birthday to her.
Happy anniversary
to you.
Thank you.
I don't know why I always think of that, but I do.
I'm glad you
they
do. Could
together.
You remind me?
Andy, would you like to talk to me at Deck Expo and please tell your wife happy birthday?
Thank you. That would be awesome.
Win-win.
Win, score, win. Mm-hmm. Okay, so what other amazing tools have you learned about that Kayleen needs to know about? Because did you know she has a purse that's actually not a purse? It's actually a toolbox.
Yeah. I have my old Milwaukee drill case.
Yeah.
Okay.
Makita, sorry.
Oh, well, Makita's good, too.
Yes. Yeah, I grew up in Milwaukee, but they didn't have one that long ago.
Is that a 7.2 volt?
Yes.
That was my first cordless drill. Well, okay, it didn't have the
velvet lining. You don't have
the banana
in there.
Yeah, I mean, when you throw in the velvet in the hidden compartments, it takes on a different air.
You know what finally killed my 7.2 volt Makita drill? I dropped it into a basement full of water.
No. It wouldn't last forever. I mean,
it was a
species.
The longest lasting cordless tool I've ever had.
And water. Ugh.
Yeah. Water's the enemy.
Yeah, we don't like that. No. Oh, so, one other thing. We've been having this nail driving competition
mm-hmm.
today.
Right.
And asking guys to see how many nails they can drive in 1 minute.
Mm-hmm. What kind of nail gun do I get?
Exactly. Yeah, see, that's what a lot of guys are asking.
Yeah.
But, it's surprising how many that they can actually drive once they get to it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Is that something, how many do you think you could drive? Do you think you could beat the winner?
No. 20 years ago, I was pretty good at it.
Yeah.
But I've been an editor for a long time. I can't handle nails as well as I can handle keys anymore.
But you still build.
Hammer and keys.
You're a deck builder.
Yep. And my house is a permanent remodeling project.
Yes. So what are you going home to do?
The next big project is to turn our basement into a bakery for my wife.
Wow.
No way.
Yeah.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Sounds like a good place, too, for purple drywall. You guys.
Yeah,
I
need cupcakes to give to all the children of the world, so I know where to go now.
Exactly.
$5,000 worth of cupcakes.
Win. Well, you have to check out Andy Engel on the interweb. All of the wonderful articles that you write, your book.
Well, thank you.
Go to Amazon, look them up, because if you're into stair building, it's off the chain. And also the flooring book, too.
Look, I was co-author of Taunton's flooring book.
The most amazing flooring you'll ever see, the installs. I think there's a map of the world in wood.
It's a globe. It's stunning.
Ooh. Absolutely amazing. So go and check it out. And
Charlie Peterson was the actual author. I just ghostwrote it for him. He's the craftsman.
Amazing stuff. We have to go to break, though. So I'm going to say goodbye to Andy.
Well, thank you for having me. It was great meeting you both.
Yes,
thank you for taking the time. This was good information.
Yes, it was.
I should go buy some books
Educational,
right, now.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah, we'll talk to you a little bit more. Okay. Thank you, Andy. We'll be back in just a minute with more of my Fix It Up Life.
I had the time of my life.
It's time to bring beauty back in your next project by Seeing Red. Born to beat the elements, Western Red Cedar is awesome for outdoor rooms, decks, fences, pergolas, and more. Inside, cedar is a sweet choice for hope chests, highlight walls, and woodworking projects, big and small. stable, chemical-free, and safe, cedar's a natural choice. So bring beauty back to the yard and punch up projects inside the house. For more information and ideas, see redwrcla.org.
Well, we are at the end of our show, so you know what? I would love it if you came back next week and watched the next episode of My Fix It Up Life. We're always sharing how-to and, you know, product reviews, all kinds of awesome stuff on our website. Follow us on Twitter, Facebook. Follow Kayleen McCabe. She is an awesome guest co-host. I hope she'll join me again. And that's it. That's all we got. Thank you for joining us from the Modding Show at Deck Expo in Baltimore.